So, Steve, you know, one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving, other than the pumpkin pie, is the tradition of going around the table and everyone says what they're thankful for.
Oh, me too. It's such a great time to reflect on our blessings, really. So, Bobby, what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, so many things. I mean, my health, my family, but I've really been thinking a lot lately about how grateful I am for the things I get to grow, both my children and my garden. How about you, Steve?
Well, first of all, let me speak right into this microphone. I'm thankful for you, our listeners, since you help make it possible to keep telling the story of living on Earth. And I'm grateful for my family and health, too, and the possibility enough of us will wake up and stop the planetary stampede toward the cliff of climate disaster in time to save us all.
Gosh, I couldn't agree with you more. So we asked our crew here at the show what they're grateful for, and here they are.
I'm producer Jenny Doring, and I am thankful for the highlight of this year, which was finally being able to safely hug my sister and my parents for the first time in so many months.
I'm Mark Couch. When I'm not working on program strategy for living on Earth, I teach young people how to play the string bass, and I'm thankful for my students, their wit, their passion, their energy. They remind me of how great life can be when we all find ways to deeply connect with each other.
I'm Genevieve Santilli. I'm an intern here at Living on Earth, and I'm thankful for my healthy friends and family.
I'm Paloma Beltran, an associate producer here at Living on Earth, and I'm thankful for my beautiful baby nephew, Emilio, and for his parents, who managed to fill his days with boundless love and care. Thanks for making me the cool auntie.
I'm Jake Rigo, technical director at Living on Earth. This year, I am thankful for all of my friends and family, their good health, and all of their help with renovating my new home.
I'm Gabrielle Erton, an intern for Living on Earth. I'm thankful for having the opportunity to go to college, and I'm also thankful for finally graduating in December.
I'm Mark Seth Lender, explorer in residence. Where I live, on Long Island Sound, we've had hundreds of thousands of menhaden passing through. And because of them, we now have a breeding pair of bald eagles. I'm thankful for the fish and the people who work for their conservation.
My name is Ainsley O'Neill. I'm a producer with Living on Earth. I'm thankful for the technology that allows me to see my family virtually over the pandemic, even when we're really far apart.
I'm Teresa, who's an intern here, and this year I'm thankful to my girlfriend Marissa, who helped me to connect with the nature, and myself again, and for all the walks we took together.
This is Peter Dykstra. For the past 6 years, I've recorded the Beyond the Headlines segment, and I'm grateful for public radio and particularly for Living on Earth for covering heavier news like fossil fuels with my fellow fossil, Steve Curwood, more than 30 years of quality coverage on the environment.
Yeah. Peter always has a joke, doesn't he, Bobby?
Oh, he does.